The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Final hour is here as we say hello to all of you on a Monday afternoon. A little lighter than it was when we were here Friday. Phone number is 855-242-7285. Jack Gibbons will join us later on. Member of the Kentucky National Championship team in 78. Yes, I said 78. And we've had a busy show talking about Alabama and their possible run with Kevin Skarbinski. Seth Greenberg has been by. Gentry Esses, a number of coaches, will join us from Indianapolis as we get ready for the start of the tournament. It's also the start of a lot of spring camps, and we'll get into that as well. Let's get back to the calls, and Dale is up next. Good afternoon, Dale. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. Thank you.
I just wanted to say thanks for shutting that Florida guy down.
thank you.
About the basketball player, because like I hate when people talk over you, because like, do you really not? Like, do they think you really don't know what you're talking about? Like, let's get serious. And if you want to have a debate, it has to be a two-sided debate. But I know which side of the debate I always love watching every day for 4 hours, and it's yours.
Well, Dale, I think the show is evidence of my desire to hear from callers. But I just wanted to say one thing, and the guy the guy would not even stop. So I thought it best to go ahead and send him packing for good.
Yeah, I loved it, and you know, like I don't even understand he could say it's like, you know, it's justifiable. Like if you've ever had a divorce. Is it justifiable to run your ex-wife over? Nope.
No.
So, you know what I mean? So, like, come on. You know?
Yeah, but, I understand fans in the moment, but even if you could forgive what he said Friday, which is frankly impossible, it's unforgivable, the fact that he was going to regurgitate it again today, while we now have a much better idea of Fulkerson's condition, and I appreciate that physician calling us, because I mean I did not realize exactly what was going on there. How could I? I'm not a physician, but that this is a scary situation, and it may still be.
Yeah, and it is the truth. I mean, this could be like a lifelong ending. You know, whether they would call it an accident or whatever, but it wasn't an accident for this boy for the rest of his life. And that's the horrific part of it.
Well said.
We've
talked to him a couple of times, and this has nothing to do with it, by the way. But he's a really likable, engaging young man. I'm talking about Fulkerson. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Bill, who is in Tennessee. Hey, Bill.
Oh, thank you. I'm the physician that called in, and I just had a couple more comments.
Sure. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was riveted by this phone call, Bill. So it's all yours.
No. Well, the fact that he had to have surgery, most facial fractures will heal and they'll be fine unless they're depressed, and then you have to operate on them or your face will look funny. But when you have vision problems like that, he obviously had a serious fracture in his face. And those people usually do well. They have surgery and everything is usually fine. They elevate the bone, whatever. You've seen players, professional players, wear these masks, and usually that's probably because they have a facial fracture. So it's possible he could play with that. Although it'd be inconceivable to me that they would let him play in the tournament with a concussion like that. But he's definitely got a concussion. That's a brain injury, Paul. Everybody knows that. You would not risk that twice, I wouldn't think. I would be shocked if he plays in the tournament. But my point is that I just find it I find it disappointing that so many people don't appreciate the injury that he suffered. And he could have easily he did not have any control over himself when that elbow, after the elbow got him, for sure. Probably after the first hit, if you look at it, I think he was pretty much losing consciousness some there. And he was just falling. He's a big fella. He could have fallen and hit his head easily, had a subdural hematoma, had an epidural. He potentially could have been a vegetable the rest of his life because of this. This is major trauma that we saw occurred there. Now, this is fine if you're a gladiator in Rome. I remember my Latin teacher in high school used to kid us about, well, you have prize fighting today, don't you? Well, after I saw that and I sat down and thought a little bit about it, I thought it reminded me of that. Yeah, Yeah, this is like the Gladiators. This is dirty basketball. I don't care what school you go to, what kind of fan you are. We need to protect our student athletes from this sort of stuff. This should never, never happen. And shame on the SEC and shame on the NCAA if they let this be swept under the rug, because it will probably happen again, and it should not. There should be penalties. I don't care if they're, you know, 2 free throws. Give me a break, okay? I mean, there should be some kind of penalty that's equivalent to what could have happened here and what did happen here. And I don't care if a Tennessee player does that next year, he should not play college sports again, in my opinion. And Tennessee ought to forfeit most of the games. I mean, there needs to be a death penalty for this sort of thing. This is beyond comprehension of college sports. And just all I've got to say as a physician is just shame on the SEC and shame on the NCAA if they don't do something to protect our student athletes better than this. And I'm sorry, but it just upsets me. And it upsets me that people are not taking this as seriously as I think they should. And
Bill, thank you.
I appreciate your
thanks
time.
For clarifying it, and I'm glad we could finish the conversation. Jeffrey is up next. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, how are we doing today, Paul?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, first time caller. I just want to congratulate Alabama basketball. What a great season they had. And my question to you today was, have you heard anything about Josh Primo and his injury?
Yeah, he got hurt pretty badly, and I have not. We hope to talk to Coach Oates a little bit later in the week, and I'm sure we will get an update on that. We'll be talking to people every day. So that's a great suggestion, and we'll see if we can get something on that.
Great. Hey, Paul, just want to let you know, love your show, listen every day. Keep doing what you're doing. And roll tide.
Hey, thank you very much. Great to have you here. Carl is up next. Hey, Carl, thanks. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. First time caller. All right. I just wanted to talk about how the referees, somebody made a comment that the referees weren't making adjustments or anything else, or it's their fault, or they're not holding the game down. But I don't know if I'm really buying that, man. I know the word moved fast. Saturday, you know, if you really think about why Alabama went down 15 points, is that Alabama also had 4 fouls with 16 minutes left in the first half. So, I mean, and also later on in a different conference, you know, at the end of the game, Memphis-Houston game, they had 2 players actually get to go back into the game that were fouled out because there was 28 fouls in the second half. So I don't know if you can really say that the refs aren't doing that. But I'd also like to pick a bone, Mr. Mark Scarbringer, if that's okay. And I'd like to say that I don't know if you can really – now, Nate Oates is the one that recruited the guy that's from the 2A school, so I really can't, you know, go too far on that. But I would like to say that I don't know if you can really compare a 2A star in Alabama, because, I mean – the graduating class for 2A is 25, and it's just, you really can't say this guy may have scored 45 points in a 2A state championship game, but I watched him, and also the thing is, all he had to do was stand under the goal. I'm 5'9", 135 pounds, soaking wet, holding 2 gallons of water, and I made them look really small. So I don't know. I kind of like to see how he does against some other guys that are actually over 6 foot tall, and we'll see how he does next year. But like I said, I'm, you know, I got to throw a little stab at Alabama. Us Tennessee fans have had it rough lately.
Hey, thank you. Lake is up next in Florida. Hello, Lake.
Hello, Mr. Feinbaum. It's nice to be on your show again. It's been a while. Anyway, I do have some comments, and I'm not going to get too deep into it. And I will first and foremost say what Ivan was saying was absolutely wrong. That was not justified. Omar Payne did apologize, but Omar Payne should be suspended for the rest of the year for what he did. And another thing, Florida basketball under Mike White is not going to get far.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I would like just to hear more from Florida than we've heard in relation to Omar, and I give him credit for showing remorse and contacting Fulkerson, but what else could he do?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that.
We've all been there when we are told to apologize to somebody. I can assure you, I know the feeling. Let me take a break. More to come, including a conversation with one of the all-time Kentucky greats, chatting about a Kentucky national championship. Not this year. We'll talk to Jack Gibbons at the bottom of the hour. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back on the program, and Ben is up next. Hey, Ben, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to call and point out that that Florida player was very fortunate that the refs intervened and the players broke that up, because my buddy East Pons looked like he was about to end that whole man's career after what he did, and that's all I needed to say.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. It could have been significantly worse. I appreciate it. Austin is up next. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Quick question here. What's your thoughts on Arkansas being in the NCAA tournament, and how far do you think they will go? Do you think they're as good as that 90-year team with Corliss Williamson and all of them?
I don't think they are. And it's ironic because we chatted with Nolan Richardson the other night. I think they're really good. They're playing out of their minds. I think they have a tricky draw, but I think they can go. Uh-huh. I think they can go pretty far. I would not pick them to go to the Final Four, though.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
And by the way, if you're depending on me to win a bracket, then you might as well just go ahead and buy some swampland. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go next to who we got? Bryson. Hey, Bryson, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
We're doing really well. Thank you.
Hey, can you kind of go back over what the guy was saying about J.D. Davidson? He was talking about a 2A school. I didn't care. I called the very
The genesis of all that was Kevin Skarbinski was on earlier, and he talked about Davidson and said his son was a friend of his. And he was simply describing having watched him for a couple of years and how talented he is as a commitment to Alabama. And then this guy came in a minute ago, as I'm sure you heard, and tried to pour cold water on that.
Yeah, I just kind of want to say that guy has no clue what he's talking about. But if anybody knows about basketball recruiting, it's mainly what they're doing the all-season and AAU tournaments where all the big players play. And Davidson just went crazy this year. And also, just this past weekend, he played in the Mississippi-Alabama annual All-Star game, which combines all classifications into the best teams in the state. And he had a double-double, which included 34 points. I mean, the guy is the real deal. And not to mention, his team didn't even make it to the 2A state championship. They lost to a team in the Final Four who had a guy who finished over Davidson a few times. So I'm not saying that 2A has elite basketball, but there's decent basketball played. So I think Davidson is the real deal.
Yeah, Brian, you made a really good point. And, the guy can think whatever he I will trust Kevin Skarbinski. I've known Kevin for 35 years. And, he has an acute eye for basketball. And the best point you made was these guys, what they do in high school is irrelevant. The coaches already know about them, and they're watching them all year long, especially in these camps, and that's when they get their first clue whether they can play or not.
All right, Paul, enjoying the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, well, I don't really want to have too big of an argument about 2A or high school basketball, but we will move on and check in next with Scott, who is in California. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I'm actually, I called you a couple months ago about the, you know, we was having the problems with people, players using their helmet, leading with their helmet to tackle and giving concussions. See, here's another situation with Falkerson. He didn't catch just one. He caught two elbows. Now, what's that kid going to do? Sit out?
Well, I think his health is the most important thing, and I don't know what his condition is, but if you listen to what the doctor said a minute ago, he's got quite a recovery here.
Well, as you said, he's got quite a recovery. Now, why is this young man who's been clean all through his career, and he gets hit by an elbow deliberately, and he has to say, I just don't see the where things are right.
Well, again,
I'm going to tell you.
I mean, he was a.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you very much. Again, for the record, he was ejected from the game. We're talking about Omar Payne, and he did apologize. I understand the desire for all of you to see more happen, but we are now Monday night close of business. I don't think. Unless I've misread this, there is anything else going to happen. I mean, these teams are in Indianapolis. They're ready for the tournament, and I can't explain beyond that. I mean, ultimately, Mike White, will he say more about it? I think he's already apologized. I'm not really sure what you can do in a situation like this. Thank you for the call. Let me move on and check out Nick, who is up next. Hey, Nick, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul, appreciate you letting me on. Wanted to ask you about John Petty, Alex Reese, and Herb Jones being the three kind of seniors that Alabama has. And then as well as that, how you think Primo missing for their first game will affect the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, that's the one thing I have not – I mean, have you heard – I have not heard today what his status is, and I apologize for not knowing any better than I do, but have you heard anything?
I have not. I was actually at all three of the Alabama games, and seeing him walk out was as far as the extent I heard, and then Nate Oates kind of pushed the question away when he was asked following the game, and then he was asked again on Saturday. So I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I think it's a big deal. But you know, these things cancel each other out. One of Michigan's best players may not be back, so you have to survive. And look at Tennessee, for example. I realize Fulkerson's season probably peaked a week ago against Florida in Knoxville. But they had a double-digit lead against Alabama. So, I mean, I know everyone is getting focused on specific players, and he's a key player. But, his status right now is definitely up in the air. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's move next to Mike, who is in Florida. Hey, Mike, thanks. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Feinbaum. My wife, who is a White Station Spartan graduate, sends you greetings.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I would ask you to note a sub-drama, and that is, how is Mike White's brother, the temporary AD at Tennessee, going to handle this? Because Mr. White, so far, although he's given a phone apology, he says he didn't see the transaction, but he assumes Omar did something wrong. How weak is that? Plus, He said he has had problems with Omar in the past, so he had prior knowledge. If I were the Fulkerson family, I would sue this guy either criminally or civilly, because there's certainly damages for Mr. Fulkerson, who may lose a pro career, and for the University of Tennessee, if they lose the first game, it could be because John Fulkerson is not playing. So what is White, the AD, going to do about this? Sit on his hands?
You know, Mike, you've just brought out something that's very obvious, but we haven't discussed. And, I mean, you've got a little bit of an incestuous relationship here, obviously, and literally with two brothers involved. But I do not know. This is one of these rare times when nobody has really said very much in the aftermath of that game. Thank you for the call, though. We have to go to a break. We have a guest waiting here in a minute. We will talk to one of the legendary players in the University of Kentucky history. That's saying quite a bit. Jack Gibbons, headline on Sports Illustrated after he scored 41 against Duke, was "The Goose Was Golden." His nickname is Goose, of course. And he was quite golden.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. And we'll talk more about that SEC story in a minute with Jack Gibbons. And right now, someone who probably could have put 41 up in the national championship final, but just didn't get the opportunity. Cat Daddy.
Yeah. How you doing, Big Paul? You looking good, sounding good today.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are doing great.
Look at here, Big Paul. Guess who? I found something I'm going to do. Did you know that you can take Joe Namath off on your taxes this year?
You know what? I think I see Joe more than anyone else in my life. I go to sleep thinking about Joe, don't you?
He's been in my living room more than my wife, Velveeta. Well, look at him. I saw that incident the other day, and I mean, that was wrong. That was just wrong. And I don't think the boys should ever be allowed to go back on the court again.
Well, listen, I really don't know if there's anything going on behind the scenes. So all people can do is speculate.
Well, I'm going to do some praying for him tonight, and I'm looking forward to this interview you got coming up. I bet this fellow here's got some crazy stories to tell you.
Yeah, I would think anybody that played for Kentucky during that era or any era would as well. But, hey, thanks. Thanks, Cat Daddy.
Have a good one.
Good to have you.
Have a good.
You bet. Great to hear from you. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Casey is in Arkansas. Hey, Casey, thank you. Good afternoon. Let me double check and make sure I hit the right button there, and I did not. Sorry about that. Josh is up next. Hey, Josh, thank you, and good afternoon to you.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you a lot.
Paul, do you remember in 2014 when you came to Knoxville for a book signing
hell is that? Books a Million?
I sure do. I remember it well.
Yeah, I got the chance to meet you, and that made my night because I enjoy what you do on SEC Network.
Thank you very much. No, that was very special. I think it was the last signing we had that year, and not too far from where I went to college. It meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Paul, I got a question. How far do you think the Volunteers can go in the NCAA tournament if John Fulkerson is able to play?
Well, that is a good question. If he is able to play, I think they can go pretty far. Without him, I still think they can win some games. I like them early in the first game very much, and I'm trying to remember who will they play if they beat Oregon State. I'll need to get the bracket
out. Oklahoma State or Liberty.
Yeah, I think they could get, I think they could get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, if they got to Sweet 16, their run would probably end because they would have to play Illinois.
Yeah, no, I think that, but I do think they can beat Oklahoma State. I mean, I know everybody is raving about Oklahoma State, but I like Tennessee to at least get there, and then you better hope for a massive upset because I think they will be outmatched against the Illini.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, enjoyed meeting you that time, Josh. Hopefully again. Let's continue with more calls, and Ray is up next. Hey, Ray, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy.
Man.
How you doing?
I haven't heard this voice in a long time. How are you?
Oh.
Hey, by the way, when I say this was one of the original callers to the Feinbaum Show, I'm talking about like one of the first three or four. Ray was not only, Ray would, if we didn't have any calls, we would call Ray. And Ray, I know you can confirm that story.
Yeah, that's the truth. Bob Lockie can back you up on that.
I later found that out and I was mortified, but I was also appreciative that he had the sense to call some people.
Well, Paul, you know, talk about many moons ago now. You know, many, many moons ago, you had Bob Bockrath on your show.
Right.
And I know you remember this. And Bob and I got into an argument about Coleman Coliseum.
I do remember that. He was the athletic director at Alabama, for those who have forgotten.
That was in, like, 1996.
Right.
And I was reminded of that when Cecil Hurt tweeted yesterday, I think it was, that there was a video, a Kentucky video, taken from Coleman Coliseum, and the Coliseum don't look any different now than it did then.
But it's much better, Ray. I mean, don't you know that?
Oh, yeah, right, whatever. But, and you know, Paul, really excited about what's happened there. But just, you know, once again, wondering, when is Alabama going to do the right thing about basketball?
Here's what they need. Here, Ray, the opportunity is in front of them, and I think Nate Oates could be.
Oh, no, Paul. No. We've got the COVID now. We don't have any money.
No, COVID's over. I'm declaring it over.
The University of Alabama, I guess their credit isn't good enough to go borrow money. To even update what they have, much less build a new arena.
Ray, one thing I love about
SEC championship basketball.
I miss not seeing you and talking to you, but the one thing that I am going to remember, whether we have 100 more calls or no more calls, is you have been consistent over these 30 years. I have to give you that.
Oh yeah.
Let's replicate this in a couple of weeks. They're telling me I have to go to a break here because we have a guest waiting. But let's get Greg Byrne on the program, okay, Ray, and have you question him just like you did Bockrath.
Well, I'm not going to talk to him. He's blocked me on Twitter.
He's blocked you on Twitter. That is impressive.
Yes.
That may be the most impressive thing I've ever heard about you.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.